Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. If you have your Bible handy or you can go and get it, please do so and open to Psalm 28. That's Psalm chapter 28. Yesterday, I prefaced our short two-day study in this psalm by acknowledging the heaviness many of us right now feel about what is happening in our world, our nation, and in each of our lives. Whether it be COVID, or the intense ways in which evil is expressing itself, or whether it be a lamentation for the civil way in which people used to treat one another. Whatever the case may be, we can feel like pulling the covers over our heads and not getting out of bed. Oh, we hope things will soon change for the better, but until then, we want to scream, "Make it all go away!" as we read yet another headline or listen to another forecast of real trouble ahead. Even this being a new year has not helped us very much. Friends, I understand very well if you feel such a heaviness and discouragement, even frustration with the way things are. And that is precisely why I am drawn to many psalms, but especially to this one. And I will get to verse 1 in a moment. But first, I want to announce that on this coming Monday, January 17th, we are going back to the Old Testament and the book of Genesis. This will be a brand new, never-before-aired series in Genesis and the life of Abraham. God and Abraham begins when we meet again next time on Monday, for God is. I hope that you will be with us, and I want to encourage you to invite someone you know to tune in on the radio or get this podcast and join us in Genesis. Especially if you have benefited from our journey through Genesis chapters 2, 3, and half of Genesis 4. I know you are going to find much value in Genesis chapters 11 through 25 and the life of our father Abraham. We will begin by talking about why we read and study, why we learn the Old Testament, a book such as Genesis. And then we will make our way into the scripture and meet the patriarch and forefather of our faith, Abraham, beginning on Monday. Please plan to be with us and tell others about this. I am ready to read now in Psalm chapter 28, verse 1. "To you, O Lord, I call, my rock. Do not be deaf to me, for if you are silent to me, I will become like those who go down to the pit." David prays a prayer for help, and in the context of being on the receiving end of suffering and persecution from wicked people, the psalmist says, "Lord, if you are deaf to me, if you do not listen, then I must be in despair." Going down to the pit reflects dying physically and being put in the grave. In Hebrew, this word pit is literally a hole, a well, or a dungeon. If you prayed a desperate prayer such as this, "Oh Lord, I am calling, please pick up. Open your ear to me, because God, if you do not, I am a dead man, a dead woman. I am like those who go down to the hole in the ground, deep in the dungeon." Staring down trouble in our own lives in whatever format takes, but certainly when we receive suffering and persecution for living for Christ in this present evil age, let us follow David to the throne of God's grace, praying for the Lord to hear and to answer us. It is easy for us to turn to another person for help, to a radio broadcast or to a podcast, to visit with a pastor, a counselor, a psychologist, and all of these have their place. But do we run to the Lord our rock? The rock being the solid and firm foundation on which we stand. As the Apostle Paul says, the foundation laid, who is Jesus Christ. He is the rock to whom we must run to and stand firmly upon in prayer. So by all means, shut off the talk, the blah, blah, blah on the television, the secular radio and internet. Silence the loud and opinionated voices in the media and the culture, and swim out to your rock in the sea of trouble, and stand there feet firmly affixed to him who is the rock, Jesus Christ. I have found that he is not deaf to me when I call, and I am certain you will find he is not deaf to you who trust in him. You know what? That's what David found out also. God was not silent. He heard David's prayer, and then the Lord God answered the prayer. In verses 3 through 5, we have the content of the petition David makes before God. Please do read that imprecatory prayer on your own. Imprecatory meaning a prayer for retribution, which is not a prayer Christians are commanded to pray today. Nevertheless, read it and find therein sentiments we share at present. And then in verse 6, we find that God answered that petition. Psalm chapter 28, verse 6 reads, "Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication." In the context of this psalm, which deals ultimately with still future events in the life of Israel and the Jewish people, this is an answer that comes by faith. David lives his life as if this prayer is already answered. God is not deaf. His hearing is perfect, and he is in tune with his people's prayers. He has heard the voice of my supplication. My friend, has God answered your prayers? Have you already looked to him in the midst of your trouble here early in 2022? Well then, blessed be the Lord. Bless him. One of the real joys in prayer is praying, knowing our Father hears and he answers us. We can make our petitions knowing by faith that he is going to talk back to us, somehow communicating his grace. And then I love verse 7. We are in Psalm chapter 28 and now verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and I am helped. Therefore, my heart exults and with my song I shall thank him. Will you pause with me today and think in the creative eye of your imagination of God as our strength and God as our shield? What do you think of when you ponder this? I have the sense that, as J. Vernon McGee has pointed out, God is our power and our protection. In strength there is power, and in the shield there is protection. It is that the Lord covers us with a strong shield as we hunch down under or hide behind it. And then we make our way forward in life in the power that only he supplies by the presence of the Holy Spirit living within us, Christians. I submit to you that we all need God to be our strength and our shield this year. David continues, "My heart trusts him and I am helped." Through our trust in God, he is our help. Many of us do not trust God. We say we do. Perhaps we have convinced ourselves we do, but if we do, then how come we have struggled to pray? And we have found it hard going to even get out of bed with joy in the morning. Amidst the pandemic, the effects this has had on us, some of you have contracted COVID and been very sick, or your business is down, or you have not seen loved ones amidst many other difficulties and trouble. Well, have we found that when we trust in God, he is our help? I think this psalm is a necessary reminder and strong encouragement to start praying and to believe that God will answer our prayers. And we have time to point out one more thing about this great psalm. In verse 7 of Psalm 28, David does something the Hebrew people have always done. With his song, he thanks God. David sings a song of praise and thanksgiving to the God who answers his prayers. As you probably know, the psalms were written and sung with musical accompaniment. The Jews sing the psalms. The Jews sing the psalms. And sometimes we Gentiles do too, such as in some of our hymns. Well, do you and I sing to the Lord as he answers us from heaven? I must confess that too often I am delinquent in thanks. Oh, I can cry out in my time of need to God, but when he answers, sometimes I am even surprised that he has answered. I have such little faith. And then I go about my life without really singing my song of praise, expressing gratitude for the provision of answered prayer. In this still new year, if you are like me, let us recommit ourselves to be like David and live this. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart exults, and with my song, I shall thank him. I love what Abraham Joshua Heschel wrote. I'm quoting him now. Let us not misunderstand the nature of prayer, particularly in Jewish tradition. The primary purpose of prayer is not to make requests. The primary purpose is to praise, to sing, to chant, because the essence of prayer is a song, and man cannot live without a song. End quote. Indeed, sing our song of thanksgiving to our prayer-answering God. When we call, he answers. So as we continue to live and move and have our being, yes, in the midst of some hard times, remember Psalm 28. Read this, meditate on and memorize this, and let it encourage you as it has me. Well, this week we have learned about the providence of God and now this prayer. So thanks for being here. And do not forget, join in with the excitement and get ready to travel with us back to Genesis and the life of Abraham, finding him in relationship to his God, who is our God, right here on Monday as we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.